Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. You know, you basically had two sales. You had to sell the community on their need for improv,
right.
And then
correct.
Sell them that you're the place.
Correct.
That's phenomenal. And so talk to me about that, what you were saying at the beginning about failure, about, you know, you're not afraid to fail, because most people are afraid to fail.
And we teach, you know, what we do is we help rewire people's brains about failure and look at failure in a positive way of like, I can't wait to fail.
Ooh.
Because, failure in comedy is funny, right? People will laugh at you because you failed and they're like, huh, thank God that's not me. Right? So that's true and sad,
but true.
Right. So people are like, oh good. Thank God. So that works for us for us in entertainment. From a selling perspective, though, every time you fail, it's that didn't work. Oh, that approach didn't work. It's like dealing with every objection, right? Every objection is a failure for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't close the deal. So for me, every failure is like, okay, I'm one step closer to understanding what they want. And we talked about this, you know, we just recently interviewed Jeb Blunt on Women Your Mother Warned You About, and we talked about the micro commitments.
Yep. He's been
right?
on that. Yep.
So when you look at, great, I'm not closing the deal today. Great. I'm going to get the next commitment. Great. So I failed today, right? You can look at it as a failure, or you can look at it as an opportunity to innovate and create the next opportunity from the failure.
So many people would love to rewire their brains and just wake up one day and be like, okay, yes, I'm excited to fail. But that's not our reality, right? So what do you recommend to someone who's like, okay, I get the concept that Gene is talking about. I love it. I want to do it. But now what? How do I do it?
You keep doing it. It's a practice. You have to keep doing it and then say to yourself, okay, this didn't work. What can I do next? What approach can I take next? Right. This requires critical thinking, creative thinking, anything that you can do to work on your brain's creativity, you know, is one thing that you can think about, whether it's an improv class or painting or anything creative that gets you out of your space, right? Because it's a mindset piece, but sometimes people are like, okay, Jeannie, it's like, you know, people don't like to meditate. I can't meditate. Change my mindset. How do I change my mindset, right? Because it's so squishy of a concept.
Yep.
But it really comes down to the practice of it and looking forward to the excitement. You know, there's an improv exercise where we have people get on stage and they have to get on stage in front of the group and raise their hands in the air and go, I failed! And everybody applauds for them.
So, Jeffrey, what's your lead?
My lead is these papers. This is a newest book called Get Shit Done. Can you see that?
We can, yeah. We can't see the small
print,
cover. But we can see the Get Shit Done print.
I'll tell you what the small print is. The Ultimate Guide to Productivity, Procrastination, and Profitability. Woo. And with a little profanity. But that's just me. Well, I got the Finish What You Start, which is my lead. Finish What You Start. If you're going to write a book, you got to finish the book. And many people say, I'm going to write a book. I ask all my audiences, how many of you want to write a book? And they all raise their hand, and I say, well, keep your hand up if your first chapter is written. And, you know, almost every hand goes down. It's unbelievable to me. And that's the reason is you have never purchased the Napoleon Hill Truthful Living book, which has at its chapter number 2, finish what you start. Chapter 1, by the way, success is up to you. Chapter 2, finish what you start. Chapter 3, how to think. Chapter 4, imagination. Come on, this is the most unbelievable book on the planet. And it will give you the formula for how to finish what you start. Many people, me included, have a bunch of things on their plate that are halfway done, half-baked, half-thought through, and there's millions of dollars there. Millions of dollars there. Have the balls to implement the idea that you are thinking about and following it all the way through until it becomes a reality. Finish what you start.
Damn, I love it. I think if you think of each of the things that you start as like a bridge and you're starting it here and you need to complete the bridge to get to the other side, and then you just start drawing out all these bridges, like how many open bridges do you have? And what happens when you have an open bridge? You fucking fall off the cliff. So you don't want an open bridge, okay? You need to finish the bridge.
And you need to pay the toll to cross it. And sometimes that toll is way more than $15 to cross the George Washington Bridge.
And I apologize. People don't like when I curse, even though for some reason there's some sort of double standard and it's okay when you curse.
What do you mean a double standard?
So, well, it's like a girl. I'm supposed to be more ladylike. God, I'm just New York. I'm real. Okay. Anyway. Okay.
Nana and I loved it. We were like, oh, damn.
Wow. Jen dropped one. But here's the deal. I think, isn't language pretty much over? I mean, isn't political correctness pretty much an insult? Literally. I mean, I want to
that.
Hang on a second. I want to be polite.
Yes.
But I don't necessarily want to be correct. I want to be real.
Yes.
And the people who are correct are not real.
We believe you. We can like feel your
passion.
No, we
think you're full of shit and we're calling you out right now.
No, we can feel your passion coming through the screen of how good this book's going to be. So give us some details.
Come on, yeah,
like
give us a little
what's
clue.
Flip the script so, about?
So not long ago, a guy walks into my office and we pitch him. What we do is we help buy and sell companies. And you know, it's about a 45-minute pitch, and they have to think about it because they have a CFO, and they have a board of directors, and they have a wife and founders. It's a $30, $40 million decision, right? So they don't typically go, you're hired after 45 minutes. So the guy leaves, you know, shake hands, very nice. We really like it. Send over paperwork, et cetera. He leaves, right? Whew, sit down. That was a tough pitch. And then about 60 seconds later, he comes back in. This is never good, right? It usually means they've gone to their car and gotten a gun. It's not good when people leave and then come back in. They either forgot their charger or they're walking back in with a gun. So he walks back in the conference room and I'm watching what's going on. And he reaches in his bag and he takes out a checkbook. He writes a check for $15,000, which I don't understand because we don't sell anything for $15,000. And he writes a check, goes, hey, let's get started. You know, so some of our stuff's $1 million, some of our stuff's $150,000, some of our stuff's $1,000. So anyway, he goes, let's get started, hands me the check, and this time he leaves for real. And so that is how our sales have started going, right? There's no point in the sale where you go, so Mr. Jones, what do you think? Is this something we should do together? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, right? So Mr. Jones, what do you think? That is the top of the line bullshit trial close.
Yeah. It's where deals go to die. Right. Yeah. But people don't know what to do differently. And so for years I've helped people develop what to do at that point when the pitch is over and then convert it into a conversation about a deal. But now this book is about inception, about how the buyer comes up with the idea to buy from you on their own. Because when the idea comes from inside the buyer that he wants to move forward, it's incredibly strong and resilient and powerful. When the idea comes from you that he should buy from you, it's weak, it's subject to falling apart, and It is always subject to discounting. So when the buyer goes, you know what? I want to work with these guys. I want to buy this. I want to do this. That idea. So how do you bring the buyer to the point where without you saying, so what do you think, Mr. Jones? Press hard. Fifth copy's yours.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
How do you bring him to the point where he just goes, I'm in. What are the next steps to move forward? So that's what this book is about. And this book, Flip the Script was not necessary 10 years ago or 50 years ago. Because that's one of the things when I started working with Random House, they go, why now? And they said, because today things are bought. They aren't sold.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.